The View from Nowhere. By Thomas Nagel. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The View from Nowhere by Thomas Nagel is a philosophical exploration of the concept of objectivity. Nagel argues that objectivity is an essential part of our understanding of the world, and that it is impossible to understand the world without it. He examines the implications of objectivity for our understanding of morality, science, and the nature of reality. He also looks at the implications of objectivity for our understanding of ourselves and our place in the world. Nagel begins by discussing the concept of objectivity and its implications for our understanding of the world. He argues that objectivity is essential for understanding the world, and that it is impossible to understand the world without it. He then examines the implications of objectivity for our understanding of morality, science, and the nature of reality. He argues that objectivity is necessary for understanding morality, and that it is impossible to understand morality without it. He also argues that objectivity is necessary for understanding science, and that it is impossible to understand science without it. Finally, he argues that objectivity is necessary for understanding the nature of reality, and that it is impossible to understand the nature of reality without it. Nagel then looks at the implications of objectivity for our understanding of ourselves and our place in the world. He argues that objectivity is necessary for understanding ourselves, and that it is impossible to understand ourselves without it. He also argues that objectivity is necessary for understanding our place in the world, and that it is impossible to understand our place in the world without it. He concludes by discussing the implications of objectivity for our understanding of the world, and argues that objectivity is essential for understanding the world, and that it is impossible to understand the world without it. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The View from Nowhere, the idea that there is an objective point of view from which all facts can be seen, is a false assumption. Summary. Thomas Nagel argues that the idea of an objective point of view from which all facts can be seen is a false assumption. He claims that this view is impossible to attain because it requires a perspective that is not limited by any particular point of view. The idea that there is an objective point of view from which all facts can be seen is a false assumption. Thomas Nagel argues that this view is impossible to attain because it requires a perspective that is not limited by any particular point of view. He claims that this view is impossible to attain because it requires a perspective that is not limited by any particular point of view. He further argues that this view is not only impossible to attain, but also undesirable, as it would lead to a lack of understanding of the complexities of the world. He suggests that instead of striving for an objective point of view, we should strive to understand the world from multiple perspectives. This will allow us to gain a more nuanced understanding of the world and its complexities. Nagel also argues that the idea of an objective point of view is based on a false assumption that there is a single, unified truth that can be seen from a single perspective. He claims that this assumption is flawed, as it ignores the fact that different people have different perspectives and experiences. He suggests that instead of trying to find a single, unified truth, we should strive to understand the world from multiple perspectives. This will allow us to gain a more nuanced understanding of the world and its complexities. Finally, Nagel argues that the idea of an objective point of view is based on a false assumption that all facts can be seen from a single perspective. He claims that this assumption is flawed, as it ignores the fact that different people have different perspectives and experiences. He suggests that instead of trying to find a single, unified truth, we should strive to understand the world from multiple perspectives. This will allow us to gain a more nuanced understanding of the world and its complexities. Main idea number 2. Subjective and objective perspectives. Nagel argues that there is a distinction between subjective and objective perspectives. Summary. Thomas Nagel argues that there is a distinction between subjective and objective perspectives. He claims that subjective perspectives are limited by the individual's point of view, while objective perspectives are not. He further argues that it is impossible to attain an objective point of view. Thomas Nagel argues that there is a distinction between subjective and objective perspectives. He claims that subjective perspectives are limited by the individual's point of view, while objective perspectives are not. He further argues that it is impossible to attain an objective point of view. According to Nagel, subjective perspectives are based on the individual's own experiences, beliefs, and values, and are thus limited by the individual's own perspective. Objective perspectives, on the other hand, are based on a more universal point of view, and are not limited by the individual's own perspective. Nagel argues that it is impossible to attain an objective point of view because it is impossible to step outside of one's own perspective. He claims that it is impossible to gain a completely unbiased view of the world, and that any attempt to do so will be limited by the individual's own perspective. He further argues that it is impossible to gain a completely accurate understanding of the world, as any attempt to do so will be limited by the individual's own perspective. Nagel's distinction between subjective and objective perspectives is important because it highlights the limitations of our own perspectives. It also serves as a reminder that our own perspectives are not always the most accurate or reliable. By recognizing the limitations of our own perspectives, we can strive to gain a more objective understanding of the world. Main idea number 3. The nature of knowledge. Nagel discusses the nature of knowledge and how it is acquired. Summary: Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of knowledge and how it is acquired. He argues that knowledge is acquired through experience and that it is impossible to gain knowledge from an objective point of view. He further claims that knowledge is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of knowledge and how it is acquired. He argues that knowledge is acquired through experience and that it is impossible to gain knowledge from an objective point of view. He further claims that knowledge is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. Nagel suggests that knowledge is not absolute, but rather is based on the individual's interpretation of the world. He argues that knowledge is not a fixed entity, but rather is constantly changing and evolving as new experiences are gained. He also suggests that knowledge is not necessarily universal, as different individuals may interpret the same experience differently. Nagel further argues that knowledge is not necessarily objective, as it is based on the individual's interpretation of the world. He suggests that knowledge is not necessarily absolute, as it is constantly changing and evolving as new experiences are gained. He also claims that knowledge is not necessarily universal, as different individuals may interpret the same experience differently. He concludes that knowledge is ultimately subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. Main idea number 4. The limits of reason. Nagel argues that reason has its limits and that it cannot be used to answer all questions. Summary: Thomas Nagel argues that reason has its limits and that it cannot be used to answer all questions. He claims that reason is limited by the individual's point of view and that it cannot be used to gain an objective point of view. He further argues that reason is not the only way to gain knowledge. Thomas Nagel argues that reason has its limits and that it cannot be used to answer all questions. He claims that reason is limited by the individual's point of view and that it cannot be used to gain an objective point of view. He further argues that reason is not the only way to gain knowledge. He states that reason is limited by the individual's experience and understanding, and that it cannot be used to gain a universal understanding of the world. He also claims that reason is limited by the individual's capacity to understand complex concepts, and that it cannot be used to answer questions that require a deep understanding of the world. Finally, he argues that reason is limited by the individual's ability to make sense of the world, and that it cannot be used to answer questions that require a holistic understanding of the world. Nagel's argument is that reason is limited and that it cannot be used to answer all questions. He claims that reason is limited by the individual's point of view and that it cannot be used to gain an objective point of view. He further argues that reason is not the only way to gain knowledge, and that other forms of knowledge, such as intuition and experience, can be used to gain a better understanding of the world. He also claims that reason is limited by the individual's capacity to understand complex concepts, and that it cannot be used to answer questions that require a deep understanding of the world. Finally, he argues that reason is limited by the individual's ability to make sense of the world, and that it cannot be used to answer questions that require a holistic understanding of the world. Main idea number 5. The nature of reality. Nagel discusses the nature of reality and how it is experienced. Summary: Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of reality and how it is experienced. He argues that reality is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of reality. He further claims that reality is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of reality and how it is experienced. He argues that reality is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of reality. He further claims that reality is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. Nagel suggests that reality is not a fixed entity, but rather something that is constantly changing and evolving. He argues that reality is not something that can be fully understood, but rather something that can only be experienced. He also suggests that reality is not something that can be fully explained, but rather something that can only be experienced. Nagel further argues that reality is not something that can be fully comprehended, but rather something that can only be experienced. He suggests that reality is something that is constantly in flux and that it is constantly changing and evolving. He also suggests that reality is something that is constantly being shaped by the individual's point of view. He argues that reality is something that is constantly being shaped by the individual's experiences and beliefs. Nagel concludes that reality is something that is constantly changing and evolving and that it is something that can only be experienced. He suggests that reality is something that is constantly being shaped by the individual's point of view and that it is something that can only be experienced. He argues that reality is something that is constantly being shaped by the individual's experiences and beliefs and that it is something that can only be experienced. Main idea number 6. The nature of value. Nagel discusses the nature of value and how it is experienced. Summary: Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of value and how it is experienced. He argues that value is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of value. He further claims that value is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of value and how it is experienced. He argues that value is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of value. He claims that value is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. Nagel further states that value is not something that can be measured or quantified, but rather something that is experienced and felt. He suggests that value is something that is unique to each individual and that it is not possible to compare the value of one thing to another. He also argues that value is not something that can be determined by external factors, but rather something that is determined by the individual's own experience and perspective. Nagel also discusses the idea of intrinsic value, which he defines as something that is valuable in and of itself, regardless of any external factors. He argues that intrinsic value is something that is experienced by the individual and is not something that can be measured or quantified. He further suggests that intrinsic value is something that is unique to each individual and that it is not possible to compare the value of one thing to another. He also argues that intrinsic value is something that is determined by the individual's own experience and perspective. In conclusion, Nagel's discussion of the nature of value provides insight into how value is experienced and how it is shaped by the individual's point of view. He argues that value is subjective and that it is not something that can be measured or quantified. He further suggests that value is something that is unique to each individual and that it is not possible to compare the value of one thing to another. He also argues that value is determined by the individual's own experience and perspective, and that intrinsic value is something that is experienced by the individual and is not something that can be measured or quantified. Main idea number 7. The nature of morality. Nagel discusses the nature of morality and how it is experienced. Summary: Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of morality and how it is experienced. He argues that morality is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of morality. He further claims that morality is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of morality and how it is experienced. He argues that morality is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of morality. He claims that morality is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. He states that morality is not a set of universal rules, but rather a set of principles that are shaped by the individual's beliefs and values. He further argues that morality is not a matter of right or wrong, but rather a matter of what is best for the individual and society. He concludes that morality is a complex and ever-changing concept that is constantly being re-evaluated and redefined. Nagel also discusses the implications of morality on society. He argues that morality is essential for a functioning society and that it is necessary for individuals to be able to make moral decisions. He further claims that morality is a necessary part of human life and that it is essential for individuals to be able to make moral decisions in order to live in a just and equitable society. He concludes that morality is an important part of human life and that it is essential for individuals to be able to make moral decisions in order to live in a just and equitable society. Main idea number 8. The nature of truth. Nagel discusses the nature of truth and how it is experienced. Summary: Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of truth and how it is experienced. He argues that truth is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of truth. He further claims that truth is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of truth and how it is experienced. He argues that truth is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of truth. He claims that truth is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. He states that truth is not absolute, but rather is relative to the individual's perspective. He further argues that truth is not something that can be discovered, but rather something that is created by the individual. He suggests that truth is something that is constantly changing and evolving, and that it is impossible to know the absolute truth. He concludes that truth is something that is experienced differently by each individual, and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of truth. Nagel also discusses the implications of this view of truth. He argues that it is important to recognize that truth is subjective and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of truth. He suggests that this view of truth can lead to a greater understanding of the world and of ourselves. He further suggests that it can lead to greater tolerance and understanding of different perspectives. He concludes that this view of truth can lead to a more open and accepting society. Main idea number 9. The nature of meaning. Nagel discusses the nature of meaning and how it is experienced. Summary: Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of meaning and how it is experienced. He argues that meaning is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of meaning. He further claims that meaning is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of meaning and how it is experienced. He argues that meaning is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of meaning. He further claims that meaning is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. He suggests that meaning is not something that can be objectively determined, but rather something that is experienced differently by each individual. He argues that meaning is not something that can be found in the world, but rather something that is created by the individual. He also suggests that meaning is not something that can be found in language, but rather something that is created by the individual's interpretation of language. Nagel further argues that meaning is not something that can be found in the physical world, but rather something that is created by the individual's interpretation of the physical world. He suggests that meaning is not something that can be found in the past, but rather something that is created by the individual's interpretation of the past. He also suggests that meaning is not something that can be found in the future, but rather something that is created by the individual's interpretation of the future. Finally, he argues that meaning is not something that can be found in the present, but rather something that is created by the individual's interpretation of the present. Main idea number 10. The nature of consciousness. Nagel discusses the nature of consciousness and how it is experienced. Summary: Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of consciousness and how it is experienced. He argues that consciousness is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of consciousness. He further claims that consciousness is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. Thomas Nagel discusses the nature of consciousness and how it is experienced. He argues that consciousness is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of consciousness. He further claims that consciousness is subjective and that it is shaped by the individual's point of view. Nagel suggests that consciousness is a unique phenomenon that cannot be fully understood by any one individual. He argues that consciousness is a complex phenomenon that is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of consciousness. He further claims that consciousness is shaped by the individual's point of view and that it is impossible to gain an objective understanding of consciousness without taking into account the individual's subjective experience. Nagel also argues that consciousness is a fundamental aspect of human experience and that it is essential to understanding the human condition. He suggests that consciousness is a unique phenomenon that cannot be fully understood by any one individual and that it is essential to understanding the human condition. He further claims that consciousness is a complex phenomenon that is experienced differently by each individual and that it is impossible to gain an objective point of view of consciousness without taking into account the individual's subjective experience. Nagel's discussion of the nature of consciousness is an important contribution to the philosophical debate on the subject. He provides a unique perspective on the nature of consciousness and how it is experienced. His arguments provide insight into the complexity of consciousness and how it is experienced differently by each individual. His work is an important contribution to the philosophical debate on the nature of consciousness and how it is experienced.